This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We continue on this Tuesday afternoon. The House Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd, a man has joined us many, many times before, is kind enough to join us. Always a pleasure, sir. So I'm minding my own business yesterday, and I'm on the Twitter machine, and John Croman, the excellent reporter for Care 11, shows this dust-up between the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, and Republican Representative Grossel, accusing each other of lying. I start saying, what's going on? And I see that you and other members of the GOP had proposed a bill, Safety in Our Cities, and both Jacob Frey and Melvin Carter were not pleased with some of what came out. I had Mr. Frey on yesterday. I reached out to Representative Grossel. He was not available. He did send us a statement. I appreciated that. It seems to me the major takeaway from Jacob Frey was that on an issue that matters as much as this, the safety of the largest city in the state, that two things. He felt like the GOP was lying, and he felt like there was no interaction between the GOP and him, the mayor, so he felt like it was a partisan issue. How do you respond to those two points from the mayor?
Well, we've been talking about this issue for a long time, and first I should say thank you, Chad, for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. I greatly appreciate coming on.
This issue is something that we have seen, and anybody who's been paying attention to the news lately has seen that this issue has gained more and more attention. I'm talking about the safety on the light rail, safety in and around big events in the in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Folks are, and the crime rates themselves are going up, violent crime rates going up, gang involvement going up. So these are things that everybody's concerned about, not just people that live in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but we all go to Minneapolis and St. Paul for either work or for, sporting events or for big concerts or those sorts of things. And frankly, Minnesotans, I think, have a right to feel safe. Now, the state gives a lot of money to the city of Minneapolis for, and this isn't just about the city of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. But we give a lot of money in what we call local government aid. It's commonly referred to as LGA. And in fact, out of every $8 that we give statewide, $1 goes to Minneapolis. So it's a big chunk of change that we give to Minneapolis. And frankly, that's to pay for basic services. So we have a vested interest in the dollars that they spend on public safety. And we think public safety is the most important thing, and it's the most basic thing that we must provide in our communities. In fact, it's one of only three things that's outlined in our state constitution as a constitutionally defined core function of state government. So we're willing to work with them, but for Mayor Frey to say that what we're saying isn't true. He did propose 14, I think it was, new sworn officers, but his police chief has asked for hundreds of sworn officers. And at the end of the day, when he was pressured got some pushback from the city council about those new officer positions, he backed down. The city of Minneapolis didn't provide any new sworn officers. We think that's the problem. So, I think he's kind of dissecting this issue to make it sound like he's playing both sides. And unfortunately, he hasn't added more sworn officers. And that's the bottom line.
So let's take this piece by piece. This is safety in downtown Minneapolis and safety on Metro Transit are issues I've addressed many times before. And I'll say it again here. I think in downtown Minneapolis and all of downtown Minneapolis, it's been a dramatic change this past year. A lot of people will cite the improvement in numbers years and years before, and I think that's fair. But last year, the data is pretty dramatic about what was taking place, including downtown East. And on Metro Transit, that needs to increase dramatically, although the city really doesn't deal with much of that. The mayor would say that, sure, that the Chief Arredondo did say 400. That's a huge number. And at one point, it was going to be 14. And to me, that's way too low. He would say by adding this the second wave of new officers, he's adding 20 to 40 more. Do you dispute that?
Well, he's filling open positions, right? These are positions that have already been authorized. We want him to go over and above those open positions. And so he's not – basically, if they fill every open position, all they're getting up to is full strength. What we want to do and what the police chief has requested is, you know, I think you say 400. I thought it was a couple hundred new officers.
No, it was it was 400. That's what Chief Arredondo asked for.
Whatever the number is, I mean, it's a significant increase.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is the mayor asked for, I don't know if it was 12 or 14, whatever that number is.
Although just to jump in, Kurt, he would say that he knows where the rest of his city council stood. And there was a lot of pushback saying, we don't need any. We should direct the areas towards kids and families when they're younger. And he would say, and we can debate it, that this was as high as he could get. And that by going this other route, he actually added more, and he can get that passed by his council.
Well, to me, that's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. It isn't making the kind of necessary improvement that I think people want to see. This issue is such a big issue. We did a little press conference yesterday. We had one officer from the city of Minneapolis, Bob Kroll, joined us for the press conference and talked a little bit about what his experience has been. This is a literally front page above the fold on both the Minneapolis and the St. Paul papers today. This is how much people care about it. And you've seen report after report after report. And yes, I'm not blaming the city of Minneapolis or even, you know, Mayor Fry himself turned up. We didn't want to make this about him or specifically about the city of Minneapolis. And you're absolutely right that the stuff on the light rail has nothing to do with them. That's a Met Council issue.
Yep.
We just want to see safety taken more seriously and improved so that people are feeling safe when they're in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We think that Minneapolis is a huge economic engine for our state and for the region. And we want people to participate in activities in the city of Minneapolis. And we hear about it. So we want to work with them. This doesn't have to be an adversarial thing. But the reality is we can't duck our head in the sand and not point out the actual truth and the actual facts that we're not seeing a real increase in sworn officers. And the rest of it just looks kind of like window dressing.
Let me read the second graph here from the strip story. The House Minority Leader Kurt Dowd is nice enough to join us on the CenterPoint Energy line. We appreciate him coming on. Safety in our cities, that's the name of the proposal, also contains a requirement that cities with regional or statewide sports and entertainment facilities, obviously Minneapolis qualifies for that, and so does St. Paul, have an adequate number of police officers near those venues or risk losing state local government aid. So in other words, if they don't add X amount of officers, you're going to take the money away? Is it as simple as that?
I wouldn't say that it's as simple as that, that's how the bill's drafted. But when we talk about the fact that the state gives a significant amount of local government aid to the city of Minneapolis, and it's for basic services, and we see an uptick in crime rates, we're concerned. And we want to know that the city of Minneapolis is taking this seriously. If the city of Minneapolis spent as much time worrying about public safety as they do worrying about global climate change, this would be the safest city in the country. But unfortunately, they think they're going to change the entire climate of the globe with banning plastic straws and plastic bags, which by the way, knock yourself out. But to us, why don't you deal with the basics first? Why don't you make sure your streets are safe, that your potholes are filled and they're in good condition, and then we can worry about the other stuff. Let's get the base. Let's make sure your kids are educated, that they're getting a world-class education and they're ready for the workplace. Let's make sure that our companies have the tools they need to be successful so that we've got great paying jobs for our people. Let's make sure our streets are in good condition. And most of all, and most important, let's make sure that people feel safe in your city. And so we just are asking, let's focus some more time and attention on that.
Last part, and I'll let you go. Also coming out of this was the feeling, I think you may have said this or someone else, correct me if it was someone else, that we believe people are not coming downtown Minneapolis for events because of what's taking place. And again, I'm not going to downplay the rise in violent crime in some areas and the concern about light rail. But when you look at attendance for the Twins, you look at attendance for the Arts, you look at 50,000-some people working in downtown Minneapolis, I get the crime needs to drop. Do you have any tangible proof that people are literally saying, I'm not coming downtown anymore?
You know, I had somebody say to me yesterday, just after we did this press conference, somebody said, oh, yeah, you know, my relative likes to go to Twins games, but they booked for a day game instead of a night game because they didn't want to be downtown after dark. And I don't think that this is that kind of an alarming situation. But we don't want it to get out of control either. I love the city of Minneapolis. I love to go into events there. I do it frequently. You know, business takes me there as well. You know, state business when I go and speak to different events. So I love to go to the city of Minneapolis, but we don't want this to get out of control. And frankly, if we don't pay attention to signs that we've seen in the last year, that the uptick in crimes and gang crimes and guns used in gang crimes, if we don't pay attention to that and get a handle on it, it's going to get out of control and people won't be going into the city.
So
and it'll hurt us all economically.
Oh, I agree with you on the driving engine. I think people downplay. Would it be worth having a sit down with Melvin Carter and Jacob Fry to try to figure out if there's areas where the two sides can come together, or is that just separate branches of government and you're each going to do what you need to do?
Well, you know, we didn't specifically intend for this to target Mayor Fry in the city of Minneapolis. I mean, his showing up there was actually kind of a surprise to me. And then he was very vocal during our press conference, which is great, but it shows he's passionate about it. It also shows that he's got some soft underbelly, like this is a liability for him. So he feels very sensitive about that. Well, let's work together, you know, schedule a meeting. Let's come in. I'm happy to visit with him anytime and talk about how we can work together and be helpful to get the number of sworn officers increased. But you know, these are things that he has to be responsible for and take accountability for. If he needs some help from us, great, we're here to help. But we haven't seen that action, and we didn't see an increase in the number of sworn officers in the results of his last budget. So I don't know that they are taking it seriously.
I always appreciate your time, Kurt. We'll reach out again, and thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
The House Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd, with us. We talked about this with Jacob Fry yesterday. We tried to get the representative on yesterday. I thought it made a lot of sense to have Kurt Dowd on today. I know some texts are coming in. Where do you stand on this issue? Is it a matter of you're on one side or the other? Do you think there's a compromise out there? Do you think the GOP should have interacted with the mayor's office more? Do you think the mayor hasn't done enough? A lot of ways you can go. More than willing to take phone calls or texts, and it's one number as always, 651-989-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.